going to look at the seventh commandment. We've been looking at some of the things that are forbidden. We know, of course, that the physical act and the mental thoughts are forbidden. But also we've been looking at that the commandment forbids anything outside of the bounds of marriage, which is the bounds that God has set. Anything outside of the bounds of marriage which would promote, which would be contributory to sexuality, or anything that would arouse such. We've seen so far, of course, all uncleanness in word or action, which covers our communications with others, all forms of pornography, whether printed or visual, because it pollutes the thoughts and feeds the lusts of the flesh. We looked last week at all improper touching. Would certainly be included. Today we want to see that the command also would forbid all environments that would make provision for the lust of the flesh, all environments that might arouse sexuality. In the book of Galatians, chapter 5, and I realize that most of us sitting here, these things are what we're talking about today, isn't something that we are prone to do at our age. But in Galatians 5, verse 21, he's talking about the lust of the flesh, characteristics of the flesh. In verse 21, he mentions drunkenness, revelings, and such like. That is, there's things that are, before that he mentioned envy and murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. That is, anything that would resemble those things. So drunkenness and revelings are mentioned as works of sinful flesh. The word revelings means a riotous, and by riotous I don't mean, you know, throwing bricks through windows and stuff like that. I'm not talking about a riot. Riotous procession many times is a consequence of drunkenness or getting high or whatever. It's partying. It's what it is. And I'm not talking about a party for a six-year-old birthday party. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this party, this revelings is connected with drunkenness and things that would arouse. The prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, verse 13, wasted his substance with riotous living. And you will waste your substance with riotous living. You'll not only waste your substance, you'll waste your life with riotous living. Well, we're just having a good time. Well, you better stop and think what that good time might be costing you. He wasted his substance with riotous living. And the Bible warns against these revelings. Notice in Romans chapter 13 and verse 13, It says, let us walk honestly. That means in a decent and becoming manner. He's talking to God's people, so it would be in a manner of becoming, a manner becoming of a child of God. As in the day, again, men love darkness because their deeds are evil. As in the day, not in rioting. Again, not you and I, we hear the word rioting, immediately we think of people throwing bricks or whatever. But rioting here simply means revelry, partying, and drunkenness. Again, the two are connected. A lot of people don't think they can have, I got a whole family full of them, that don't think they can have a good time unless they're drunk. Rioting and drunkenness go hand in hand here, just like in Galatians 5:21. He goes on and says, not in chambering, which is the lack of moral restraint, the lack of sexual restraint. It refers to that which is lewd, immodest behavior. So we have revelry, partying, we have drunkenness, or we have the means whereby we can get drunk or high. And now with that comes chambering. That is, people's moral restraints are broken down. Their sexual restraints are broken down. And this leads to lewd and immodest behavior. And it's all in the name of a good time. A good time. And wantonness. Now, there's very important words here. Rioting, drunkenness, chambering, wantonness. Now, chambering and wantonness are not words that we often hear, but they're not, what they mean, of course, is not uncommon. Wantonness is that which is lewd, that which is vulgar, obscene, promiscuous. And this is all connected with this partying and the means to get drunk or high. And may I say there's no difference between drunkenness and getting high. I mean, the results are going to, I realize there's perhaps a difference, but the results are the same. The results are the same. You're out of your mind, and that's not a good thing. That which is promiscuous is something that demonstrates undiscriminating behavior. There's a lot of that going on in our world today. And it's condemned in the Word of God. I think a parent has to be out of their mind to let their child, whether son or daughter, to go to a high school prom. You've lost your mind. Well, it's adult chaperoned. And who are the adults? That's question number one. Question number two is, what is their perception of morality? It can be chaperoned by adults, the same adults who have drunken parties at their own houses. So that doesn't mean anything. In James chapter 5 and verse 5, ye have lived in pleasure on the earth, remember that word wantonness, and been wanton. That is, lewd, obscene, vulgar, promiscuous. Ye have nourished your hearts with this stuff that he's just mentioned, as in a day of slaughter. Think about that. As in the day of slaughter, when you go to these places, drunkenness, revelry, chambering, wantonness, it's like being led to the slaughter. In 1st, 2nd Peter chapter 2, verse 18, for when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure, they attract, they draw. Through, that is, this is the means of the allurement, what is allured, through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness. So we have the lust of the flesh, and that's in all of us. Doesn't matter how long we've been saved, how well we've been taught, until God takes us the glory, we have the lusts of the flesh. Through, and then notice, wantonness. Again, that which is lewd and obscene, vulgar. These things appeal to sinful flesh. The vulgar and the lewd and the promiscuous appeals to sinful flesh. Now, we are to be dealing with our sinful flesh through the Holy Spirit. That is, our flesh is to be dying, and our flesh, we're bringing it more under control, hopefully. And these things aren't as much of a struggle as perhaps they once were. But what these verses are telling us is beware of anything with sexual overtones. Take the prom again for an example. You have people, young people, hormones are running wild. Even though they think they know everything, they don't. They're ignorant. They have no idea of the danger that's all around. And it would be wise to stay out of those situations. 2 Peter 4, verse 3, for the time past of our life, talking about our unsaved life, may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness. Another word. It means unbridled lusts. It's the indulgence of sinful pleasures. It's that which incites the flesh or the lust. Excess of wine, which gets back to drunkenness again. It could be wine, it can be beer, it can be hard liquor, it can be pot, the list goes on and on. Excess of wine, revelings, banquetings. He's talking here about drinking parties. And what this results in is abominable, detestable idolatries. Again, today it's all in the name of a good time. And oh, how many times adultery and fornication has been committed in those environments. So beware of any atmosphere, and I'm going to use the word designed, because it is designed to dull moral senses. Any place, any atmosphere that dulls our moral sense, we have no business being there. None whatsoever. And you certainly should not allow your children to go to those places. I mean, adults have said some outrageous things. Well, I don't exactly approve, and it's not for me, but, you know, they only live once. Are you an idiot? I mean, how stupid? How ignorant is that? So since they only live once, I'm going to let them go to the slaughter. It's not for me, but, you know, that's what their friends are doing. That's shameful. So beware of any atmosphere designed to dull moral senses. Because when the moral senses are dulled, this is true of an unsaved person, this is true of a child of God. Lewd emotions begin, which leads to lewd behavior. And it only takes a couple of seconds. That's all it takes. So the command would forbid many environments, and we could get very specific about those environments, but I believe everybody here understands those things, and besides, we've run out of time. Let's look to the Lord, word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the devotional. We thank you for the singing. We thank you, Lord, for your word and what you instruct us. Lord, we just pray that you would help us to search your word. Help us, Lord, to strive to live your word, and as we've heard this morning, and so important, Lord, in the sequence in which you've presented it to us. Lord, help us today. And we pray, Lord, for Sister Reva. Lord, help her today. Be with her family. Lord, we pray for those that are here and lost. Lord, that you would open their hearts to salvation. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.